Hello and welcome to issue number 52 of Jim Brown's Outrage Capercast. For the last few issues, I've been talking about some pretty highfalutin stuff. Hydrofoils, hybrid wings, capsize, and most of the last issue I recorded while out in my Windrider anchored in the river. And I closed it up that time with this remark.
So, how does all that relate to pedal power? I've spent the last week down in Greensboro, North Carolina, where for the last couple of years I've been working on a project that my great friend Andy Zimmerman has asked me not to talk much about. But now the cat's out of the bag with this, too. Here we've got the hybrid wing coming out of the bag, springing out like a mad cat, and along comes Blue Sky Boat Works. If you'd like to see what we're up to with a small, pickup beddable, pedal-powered catamaran developed expressly for fishing and for recreation, if you'd like to see what we're up to, go to www.blueskyboats. And you can get a look at it. It's been a lot of fun to fool with this thing. It's also been a lot of work, man. Oh, boy, little boats are really hard to get right. We have been through 3 stages of prototyping so far, and we're going to have to go through at least one more in order to get this thing really dialed in for production. But we have had a chance to operate several prototypes, and there's a video on that website that will show you, you know, pedaling around and fishing and playing with these things. The great thing about a boat that size is that you can fit it in the back of your pickup truck, especially if you have a standard pickup truck. And if you don't, have the big bed, you may have to go down to the local trailer store and buy what they call a hitch extender or hitch extension, which sticks out beyond the tailgate far enough for you to rest the tail end of this boat, which is only 13 feet long. It's the smallest boat I've ever tried to design. Even my stripper kayak is almost 16 feet long. And so this 13-footer is 13 feet for a reason. You can slide it into the back of your pickup, or you can take it apart and put it on top of your car one piece at a time. Each hull will weigh something just over 30 pounds, which is not too hard for an adult male to pick up and put on top of a car. You have to sort of press it up as high as your chin, you know, slide it into a special rack on top of your car. Do the same thing with the other hull. And now the platform between the hulls, which includes the cross beams and all the structure of the boat, that platform can be lightened up considerably by removing the pedal drive unit, the upper portion of the pedal drive. That comes off. The seat comes off, and if you want to, this boat has what we call porches. That is, behind the after crossbeam is the back porch, and forward of the forward crossbeam is the front porch, and both of those porches are big enough to take a big cooler and all your clutter. If you can get all your clutter on the back porch, you can take your big dog on the front porch or another small person on the front porch, and go out pedaling around in mild conditions. If you're going to go out in a breeze or when the conditions could turn choppy and against you for coming home, you'd like for the boat to not be overloaded. The underwing clearance of this boat is just enough for with one 180-pound person on board pedal out through a chop that's about a foot and a half high. We've done that. Last May, we took the boat down to Cedar Key, one of the prototypes, and had a chance to test it in a real chop on a really windy day. conditions where you wouldn't think of going out fishing in this thing unless you got caught out and you had to get back. So the underwing clearance is limited so as to get the drive unit to protrude down between the hulls to get the propeller sufficiently immersed in the water so that it's not trying to grab air now and then in the waves. Well, if the waves are big enough, the propeller will try to grab the air. You can hear it go bubble and feel a little loss of resistance on the pedals, but in normal conditions, it's just fine. It turns out that the bow wave from the two hulls tends to converge in the tunnel right at the lower unit of the drive. So we get another inch or two of water right there where we need it in order to keep the propeller properly immersed. It may develop that with a very lightweight person, you know, if we put a 100-pound kid or little girl or somebody, a lightweight person on the boat, it may be that in some conditions the propeller will try to fan the surface. And in those conditions, it may be necessary for a very lightweight person to put a 2-gallon jug of water behind her on the back porch and another one on the front porch in order to get the boat down to the point where it has its propeller properly immersed. But, man, I'll tell you, this thing is fun. I want one. I've pedaled it just enough so that I want one. The experience of exploring a shoreline is very much like that of doing the same thing in a kayak, but with this thing, you're seated up high. You can see better, and you can have a fishing pole in your hand as you troll along the shore, or a camera, or a sandwich, or a beverage. It's sort of like in a Wind Rider, where you steer with your feet and it leaves your hands free. It's a marvelous difference in the ergonomics. And the big thing, of course, the real reason we've gone to twin hulls with this thing and located them, the outboard sides of them are 48 inches apart. And the reason we've done that is for stability. This thing has far more stability than any of the other pedal-powered fishing boats in the marketplace, and there are a lot of them in the marketplace. It turns out that this business of fishing out of a pedal-powered boat is hot stuff, man. It's commercially really happening. Main beneficiary of that is the Hobie Catamaran Company, which has produced a wonderful line of boats. Let's not call them kayaks. They're big, fat, sit-on-top boats. They resemble a scow in configuration, many of them. They're not kayaks. Strictly speaking, the definition of a kayak is something you can sit down inside of and put on a skirt and learn how to Eskimo roll the thing. Well, you're not going to Eskimo roll any of these fishing, quote, kayaks. They are not kayaks. They are boats. And this catamaran is also a boat, but it's far more stable than the single-hull boats because it has that 48 inches of beam. The single-hull fishing boats are, well, I think at most 38 inches wide, 10 inches narrower than this catamaran. And so what it means is that a guy can stand up on this Blue Sky 13-footer and really walk around on it. Even if you're a 200-pounder plus, you can walk around on this boat and feel stable. You can feel like the thing is not going to turn over on you. You can use a big fishing rod. Well, it's ideal for fly casting, but you can even pedal along outside the surf line with a surf casting rod and cast into the surf from outside and fish that way with a big rod and slinging a heavy lure, a heavy bait. The boat is stable enough to, really open up fishing to a whole new realm. And I'm quite excited about it. I live on a very marshy, sloughy little river here, and I don't see anybody fishing the way I could fish with one of these boats, by dragging a lure right along outside the marsh grass, even through the marsh grass on the points. And so I want one of these things. I also want to rig up some kind of a sunshade on it. Pedal power is hot stuff. It's going to come on with lots of other vessels of other types. And I think that it won't be long before we've got a good, hot little sailboat that you sit down in the middle like a wind rider. And it has a real dagger board and a real kick-up rudder, which a wind rider never had. And it has a hot sail plan, maybe even a hybrid wing. And you can pedal that baby anytime you want, because the dagger board trunk, which would be right between your knees, has the pedals coming out the side of it. And when you pedal on those pedals, you're driving a propeller that's fastened to the trailing edge of the dagger board. And it's a feathering propeller, so that whenever the wind power picks up enough to make it not productive to continue pedaling, you just stop pedaling. The propeller folds and off you go under sail. But if you come in behind a wharf or behind a point where all you need is a little oomph from the pedals to get you out around the point without tacking again, maneuvering when coming into a dock, when trying to work your way up a long, narrow channel against light, variable headers, you can pour on the pedal power just enough to pick up the apparent wind enough so that the sail or the hybrid wing can take over at that point. I think that's where small boat sailing is going. I think the real future of pedal power is in small boat sailing. And let's wait and see. But I think that sail will be a rigid wing, and that the boat just might be also equipped with hydrofoils. Now, I'm looking way out there. But I spoke about a design contest a while back. I'm going to ask you listeners to start thinking about a design that'll do all that stuff, and that you can trailer behind your car or take apart and put on top of your car or slide it into the bed of your pickup. I think that's where small boat sailing is going. And believe me, brothers and sisters, it's going to be a blast.
I'd like to speak a little more about the pedal drive unit as developed for the Blue Sky Fishing Catamaran. It's designed by Terry Gilbert, who is an engineer at Andy's Skunk Works Development Company. And believe me, it's a beautiful machine.
Because the propeller drive is suspended down between the hulls, in the tunnel between the hulls, it makes it possible for the lower unit to be shaped something like that of the lower end of an outboard motor. And when striking obstructions, it can kick up. It retracts automatically to prevent damage. So it's a great advantage to put this pedal drive in a catamaran so that the kick-up can happen by itself without making a grotesque hole in the bottom of the boat for it to kick up into, as is the case with most of the monohull propeller drives that kick up. And in the case of the monohull fin drives, which cannot kick up, they are so very vulnerable to damage. I was down there at the finish of the Everglades Challenge this spring, and I can tell you that many of the fin drive boats came in damaged because with cloudy water, you can't really tell when you're getting into the shallows. So I think the opportunity to develop pedal drive for catamarans is really wide open. And the Blue Sky Outfit, which is a new brand, but a branch of a very well-established paddle sports manufacturer called Jackson Kayaks. The Blue Sky brand they are definitely interested in developing a product line of different multi-hull configurations to include this drive unit, which Andy Zimmerman and his team have developed, and it's a beautiful machine. I'll tell you, it's really a remarkable thing. It has only a 10-inch diameter propeller, which reduces the draft that is normally required from propeller drives. And it is also easily kicked up, which most propeller drives are not. They will kick up, but they either have to knock up a form-fitting plug in the bottom of the monohull, or else the bottom of the monohull has to be horribly disfigured with great detents and a real hole in order to permit the lower unit to kick up into the bottom of the boat, or to be able to kick up far enough so you can reach it to unclog the propeller in the event of it getting tangled with weeds or fish lines. So in the catamaran, we can kick up between the hulls, underneath the platform, clear of the water, and open up a small hatch in the platform and reach through to clear the propeller. You know, pedal drive has already been combined with hydrofoils. They have a pedal-powered hydrofoil vessel ready to be seen there on Human Power, that great site called Human Power. I think the chance to combine pedal power with sail and with hydrofoiling is definitely looming in the future. And it's so obvious that it's going to happen, because foils and wings are already the element in the sailing community that's really growing.
Whoops, hello there. Please excuse this rather abrupt change in room tone. I'm finishing off here in the office. I have been out on the river in my Windrider. At least that's where the technological action is. But I don't mean to imply that everybody's boat must pedal and sail and hydrofoil all at once. Far from it. There may be designs developed which will do only one of those things, but do it well. And trying to combine all those features into a multi-purpose boat is really a great design challenge. For instance, one of the combinations that's already been made by Blue Sky Boats is that the pedal drive can be removed and an electric motor plugged into the same lower unit, so that one can continue under electric power for as long as the batteries last, say an hour and a half apiece, and you probably should take two. And if you run out of battery power, you can always get on the pedals. This electric unit is a beautiful thing, and it's going to cost about half as much as a really good electric trolling motor. Of course, if you already have a good trolling motor, the Blue Sky boat will gladly accept it. It will not accept a gasoline outboard motor. We don't want anything to do with it. If you have a nice little gasoline outboard that you want to put on the boat, well, that's up to you, but don't ask us and don't tell us about it. One of the main motives for pedal power is to get away from the noise and the stink and the carbon footprint that those things leave. Well, that's enough for now. I'll have a lot more to say about pedal power once I get myself a boat and spend some time in it. I don't know what...
Hold it right there, Jimmy. You can't leave us like that, not after a full year's worth of capers. This is number 52, And thanks to Joe Farinaccio, you have not missed a single week, so I think, and I bet some of your listeners might think, that you should be rather pleased with yourself. Good doggy.
Ah, well, at least she's being nice, you know. Maybe we ought to hear from her a little more often. The trouble is, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next time. And I wonder how you all would feel if I sort of relieved myself of the discipline of the weekly schedule. Normally I don't mind it, but sometimes it's hard to squeeze them in around travel time. Pretty soon I'm heading for Maine to visit with my great friend Larry Fortunoff on his Marples 40. I'd like to knock around Penobscot Bay with him a bit, have a good visit with John Marples, maybe Steve and Kathy Callahan. And I hope to speak with Aaron Porter and Matt Murphy, the editors at the Wooden Boat Compound. I'll take my recorder, try to gather some juicy stuff for the next time I come around on a podcast, okay? And it's really nice to see that our listenership is growing slowly, and it has slightly improved the sale of our books. But the Patreon page has been kind of disappointing. If any of you would like to offer some support for this effort, we would surely like to hear from you, either directly or via Patreon. Here's hoping you all have a great late summer and a nice Labor Day holiday. Go sailing! Bye-bye!